Kare Bundani, aka welcome to Plaza's African Stories, where you get your tea on life, love, and lessons. I'm your host, Mute Mbuvi. Listen up, your tea is served.
Guys, I know you miss me. I missed you too. It's been a hell of you know, 2020, and now we're in 2021, and I have exams, and it's been really hectic. But here I am to finish off this new season. This season one. So then we start afresh. We start 2021 in February, okay? For me, that's when 2021 is starting, because exams are here and they're not giving me a break, yeah? So today's guests, yes, we have two guests in this podcast, and it's Fiona Mukohi and Griffin, the self-set monk girl. I'm telling you, these people will just make your day. They will make your day. It's going to be such an enlightening podcast. Ah, man, you will remember something from this podcast. You definitely will. So, yeah, you will be listening to Griffin and Fiona, and we'll just be listening to Fiona's story, how she lost weight during the quarantine season, what she's learned, and how she tracks her progress. If you just want to track your progress on a scale or anything, this is a podcast for you, yes. And just how she loves herself. Like, it's such a beautiful podcast, beautiful recording. I love doing it. I loved editing it. Yeah. And I love the people in it. Okay. So Griffin will be also giving his side of the story and Fiona's journey, their journey together. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. They have such encouraging message to everyone. Everyone, I'm telling you. Even though you're plus size, even though you're petite, whatever size you are, whatever height, whatever gender, you are welcome to this podcast. Yeah, before I continue talking, let me just introduce you to the song, the African song. So Fiona's favorite album is Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa. I know some people are really awesome fans of Dua Lipa. Personally, I love Dua Lipa for her style, her taste, and everything. And yeah, so Fiona gave me the album Future Nostalgia, and I picked Don't Start Now. Because Don't Start Now. You did a full 180, and it's a new beginning. It's 2021. Please don't come back. Yeah. And then the song that related to that, that's African for me, is Said by Nasty C. And that's what we'll be listening to right now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, see you later. Bye.
Up with the weights, I work. Down with the pack, I roll. Up with the sack, and you know that I deserve it. Half and half when we split the perks. Yeah, the preacher man said, please remember that your savior's on the way. I still remember when the teacher man said, I wouldn't make it, but I made it anyway. I remember say it wasn't easy. Right now, everything is amazing. Steady dropping them logo. Then I'm taking my photo. I remember that they're telling me no, no. Right now, everything is global. Steady dropping them logo. Then I'm taking my photo. I put the label on full effect. I keep the prayers in motion and no pulling back. I was boxed in, all the boxes that I couldn't check. And God came through for me, would you look at that? I'm building a legacy out of hobby. I never chased a dream, I designed it. Big crib, you had an echo in the lobby. Bro, I was broke as hell where they found me. Hell is where they found me, I'm past it, I made it. Facts, my haters all plastic, fake facts. My family's all happy, I'm grateful, thanks. And all the things I say are all naked, facts. I hope I get to meet up with my mother when I'm gone, just to talk about my life and all the hurdles that I've won. I ain't saying it was flawless, cause at times I got it wrong. I had nobody to talk to, so I said it in the songs. All I do is go up with the weights, I work. Down with the pack, I roll. Up with the sack, and you know that I deserve it. Half and half when we split the perks, yeah, the preacher man said. Please remember that your savior's on the way. I still remember when the teacher man said, I wouldn't make it, but I made it anyway. I remember say it wasn't easy. Right now and everything is amazing. Steady dropping them loco. Them are taking my photo. I remember that they're telling me no, no. Right now and everything is global. Steady dropping them loco. Them are taking my photo. In the winter, in the summer. Chart up a money maker, we no bother. Every day we pray for long life. Give thanks, we job for more life, yeah. In the winter, in the summer. Show killer, we a put them in a coma. Every day we pray for long life. Give thanks, we job for more life, yeah, yeah. For mama put the peace in no day. I been tell you the time, no day. That's why me do it my way. But that man, me do it your way. For mama put the peace in no day. I been tell you the time, no day. That's why I'm doing my way. So brother man, you do it your way.
Up with the weights, I work. Down with the pack, I roll. Up with the sack, and you know that I deserve it. Half and half when we split the perks, yeah, the preacher man said. Please remember that your savior's on the way. I still remember when the teacher man said, I wouldn't make it, but I made it anyway.
I remember say it wasn't easy. Right now and everything is amazing. Steady driving them local. Them are taking my photo. I remember that they're telling me no, no. Right now, everything is global. Steady driving them local. Them are taking my photo. I remember say it wasn't easy. Right now, everything is amazing. Steady driving them local. Them are taking my photo. I remember that they're telling me no, no. Right now, everything is global. Steady driving them local. Them are taking my photo.
Okay. Hi, Fiona.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for making time to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just start with the basics. Like, who is Fiona? What does she love? Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is the one question that you think is the easiest, but then when someone asks you, you feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. But in a nutshell, I'd say, first of all, I'm a computer science student, so I'm on my laptop a lot.
Yeah.
But I love cats. I recently came to love cats. I love dogs. I love food. I really, really love food. I feel like Fiona and food. This is me and music. Yeah, and I love dancing. I'm not a good dancer, but I love it. It makes me feel happy, and it makes me feel really nice after I've had like a session, and I just feel strengthened. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like that's me in a nutshell.
Ah, wow. You've really answered who you are well, because people usually say, but you, well, so... Yeah, you're dancing. That's really new. Mm-hmm. For a dancer, I don't know.
But that's... Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I lost you for a minute.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Sorry, guys, for the technical hitches. They happen. Well, let's continue.
Uh-huh.
So I was saying I didn't think of you as a dancer. And that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken any dance classes?
Okay, so this is a long sort of story, but I'm just gonna try and summarize it.
Yeah.
So when I was young, I used to dance a lot, but I wasn't really good, but I used to dance a lot. I used to be in a dance queen school, but then I grew up, adolescence, boobs, you start feeling uncomfortable dancing because you feel like people are going to stare at your boobs. Your boobs are just becoming bigger. So now it's just the whole situation of your bra and your shirt and just boys. So I stopped until quarantine last last year 2020. So I tried working out, I tried doing all these challenges, I tried doing Chloe Ting, Lily, Bella Life, everyone, but it was hard to keep up because it was hard for me because I was like really, I had so much weight, so it's hard for me to keep up. I tried to do it, I feel bad after, until this time I came across this guy, he's called the Fitness Marshall. Guys who love dancing, please check him out, he's just the best. And so he has this like dance workout, so I started doing that, and I've been doing that ever since, and I do about an hour of that every day, give or take. So yeah, that's the story of how I'm dancing now.
Hold up, an hour?
Yes, an hour or more sometimes, but yeah, an hour.
Wow. Standing ovation.
Thank you. I want to thank my parents at home for everything. Yeah, on a light note. Yeah.
Wow. You know, you're speaking of doing Chloe Ting challenges, and the way they were hard for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think we're from different, I don't know. Personally, I was the one who made me start working out.
Wow, uh-huh.
Of course, it was hard, but then I just got used to it. I used to repeat it until I am perfect at it, and which was like months in doing Chloe Ting challenges. But
yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your journey of you actually deciding to work out, and you said you love dancing and you found this guy, like, you knowing Chloe Ting is not my thing, maybe you also tried Pamela or whoever you were directing, did you do diets? How was your journey being how was your journey being a plus size? Like, when did it start?
Okay.
And how did you start working out?
Okay, that's interesting. My journey being plus size, I'd say, started maybe 2012. So I was always like a very skinny girl growing up. I was always short, skinny, and then something big happened in my life around class 7 class 8 around 2010 2011 around there, and I got depressed. At the time I didn't know I was depressed, but I got so depressed I started eating all the time. I used to eat so much food, I started gaining weight, so that's when I started gaining weight. By the time I was in high school, I was eating so much junk food and so many, what are these drinks called? Fizz drinks, like Coca-Cola, soda, juice, everything. So I had gotten to around almost 90 kgs by then, and I was like 14, 15. So that's when I'd say my journey of self-hate began, because I have an older sister and my sister does not gain weight. My sister will literally eat 20 plates and still look the same. She has a kid right now, she still looks the same. And we'd go to places and people would be like, oh, wow, are you the one eating food in your house? Are you not giving your sister food? Now you look like an older one. You have so much weight. And people will make all these comments thinking they're being helpful, but they don't know what they're building inside of you. You're just building this hate. You look at yourself, you start feeling like, oh wow, I don't even look my age anymore, people don't find me attractive. So I started wearing like oversized clothes every time. I wouldn't go out as much, so I'd stay in the house because I didn't like how I looked, and if I went outside, people would comment about my weight. So that went on for quite a long period of time until I got used to it, and I was like, you know what, I was about to cast. You know what? I won't mind these people anymore, and I'm just going to live my life. I know I'm not beautiful, but that's fine. So that was now my mentality. So I think when I decided to work out, if I remember quite clearly, was last year again during quarantine. So I went out to take pictures, and we went where I stay, opposite. So we stay in apartments, right? So there's like a pool for everyone to use. So I remember I went and sat by the pool bar. I'm just chilling, posing in my little black dress. I'm feeling myself. Pictures, pictures, pictures. I get to the house. I'm like, okay, today I'm gonna post on Instagram. I never used to post on Instagram because I didn't feel comfortable. And then I just saw my pictures. My face looked so swollen. I just didn't like anything about all those pictures. And my boyfriend, who I'm still currently dating, is the one who had taken those pictures. So he was feeling so proud of himself, but because he feels like he's taking nice shots. I keep telling him, no, try a different angle. I don't like this picture. We had a mini fight about it because, like, but these pictures are so nice, they look so good. I'm like, no, I don't like how I feel. And I had a whole crying episode that day. I decided to start working out. And my intentions at the beginning were not the purest of intentions because I started working out to look a certain way. So when I started finding these workouts like Chloe Ting, Hourglass Challenge, I'm like, yeah, I just want to work out to look like this. But then it started becoming obsessive. I wouldn't eat, I'd starve myself. If I don't do a workout right, like day five, and start again from day one. And you have spaghetti arms. So it's very hard for me to do like exercises like push-ups. So I'd beat myself up. Yeah, it became really bad. So I stopped, I gained weight again until I found a fitness marshal because every day I had this habit now of going to YouTube and then I just look for people who are saying, I lost weight. I lost weight and just listen to their stories. Sorry, I have a really bad cold. It's not
Yes.
corona, but it's the cold. what did I do? I lost my train of thought. Okay, fine, I remember. So I found this lady who talks about dancing and how it made her feel nice and how he found this guy called Fitness Marshall. So the first time I went and found him, he had this really he has videos that are based on like training songs, like really pop songs that say pop mostly. So those are songs I listen to. So I was like, okay, fine, let's try this. So what really got me to like do his workouts over and over again were his comments. I didn't realize, but they were building up to start undoing this self-hate that I had. Because like he'll just be dancing, he's like, yes, whoa, look at that booty. Yeah, oh, you're so sexy. Like he's very encouraging, and you just feel like you have a best friend working out with you on the screen who doesn't care, like, oh, you're not doing this well enough, you're just having fun and you look good while doing it. So yeah, so I've been doing that since around August last year. I've lost almost 20 kgs now. I feel better. My intention now is to make sure that I move every day, not to look a certain way, but just to be my best self. And just working out and showing up for myself makes me feel really good. It makes me feel proud of myself. And I'm like, yeah, like, yes, I have to show up for myself. I have to love myself because, yeah, self-love is not easy. It's not a simple thing. It's something I have to remind myself every day because there are times I still wake up sometimes and I look at myself and I'm like, I still don't like how I look. And I'm like, no, you've come from so far and you've always been beautiful and you're still beautiful. I think I've talked too much, but yeah, that's my answer to your question.
The floor is yours, and I love the way you've just taken it. You've just talked about your story, and the whole idea of Plus Size African Stories, the podcast, is just listening to people's stories. And yeah, your story is a plus story. It's not just because of you being plus size, but because of how far you've come. Like, My mom likes saying, look how you've come, baby girl. And it's just very true. Like, look how you've come.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Look how far you've come. Yeah. And
yeah.
You were talking about your boyfriend and when he was taking pictures of you and mm-hmm. just feeling, this is ugly. Or I don't know if you felt like, I don't look like this model, the way she looks in that with that pose or something of the sort.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and for him, he's like, no, you look so beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your image versus your boyfriend's image and like how he looks at you and how you look. You used to look at yourself, self-doubt. Mm-hmm. And did that ever affect your relationship with him? And did it even affect you even trusting someone to be in a relationship with them? Because, yeah.
I feel like this whole image I had of myself, I wouldn't limit it to just my romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. I'd say it affected most, if not all, of my relationships, including friendships, my mm-hmm. relationship with yeah. my mom. Because, like, let's say we're hanging out with friends, and then you have this friend that just looks, I don't know, you feel like she just looks so pretty. And then I'm just walking with her and I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, like I'm walking with this pretty girl. I look like a potato. Oh my gosh. Like it used to be so bad that I don't want to like go out and meet people. Or someone gives you a compliment. Oh, you look so nice today. And you're like, thank you. But in your head, it's like, oh, they're just telling me this because I'm nice. Because they're trying to be nice to me and because we're friends. And yeah, to some point, I think one thing that was really affected was my inner monologue with myself, because I'd always be putting myself down when I'm around people, whether it's my boyfriend or my mom or my sis or my friends. And even like when, let's say I've dressed up and we're going out and he's like, oh, you look so nice. And then I was like, thanks, but I don't feel it. I don't want to dress a certain way because I'm like, oh my gosh, but he can see my stomach in this. Yeah, but one thing I've come to learn is that being sexy is a feeling. It's not physical. It's not anything physical, because even after I lost weight, I still felt the same. I still felt like I didn't look good enough. And you have to like feel it. You decide to feel sexy, like in whatever body you are, like just be sexy, sis. And I think another big thing I'm learning right now is to appreciate that people have different bodies, and I might feel like a body looks better than mine, but that doesn't have to affect how I feel about myself. Yeah, I don't know if I answered all your questions. But yeah, just
anything. Yeah, you have.
Okay.
I've found a new affirmation, like being sexy is a feeling. That's really beautiful, a beautiful statement. Yeah. Because true. Losing weight does not mean you feel sexy.
No, and the shaming doesn't stop either, I've come to learn. It's very funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's like when I had so much weight, maybe my family and relatives would like always comment, oh my gosh, you're eating so much. You look like a woman, yeah. Like a young woman with kids who's married. That dress is not for you. Mm-mm. But now that like I've lost weight, it's like, why did you lose weight? You look so different. Maybe you should start eating more food. I don't think I like how you look now. So it's like, okay, so when I was bigger, it was a problem. And when I'm losing weight now, it's still a problem. So it's just like, you just live, as long as your body is making you happy. Like, it never stops. Unfortunately, it doesn't.
What?
Yeah, you just...
That's That's new, honestly.
Really? I was surprised as well.
Wow, wow, people. I don't understand people, honestly. What do they want? Ah, let them have their own opinion.
Yeah, it's really strange. And sometimes it's not everyone. Sometimes it's even the people who you thought were gonna like be happy for you. And I don't know, maybe it's the idea of a mindset where most people resist change. So when change comes up, it causes a bit of discomfort. And that's probably just a reaction to the discomfort. I really don't know. But as long as you have those people who always cheer you on, regardless of where you are in your journey, that's the one thing that keeps me going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a really beautiful call, like recording. I really love it, honestly. I'm learning a lot. So guys, yeah, you've heard Fiona's story. We're still continuing. But first, let's listen to Griffin. Yeah.
Hey Mudeu. I'm really excited to hear that you guys had an awesome podcast today. I can't really get to hear it. I can't wait to hear it. And I see you send me a list of questions, so I'm going to get right into them. I'm super excited for this. Okay, first question. Give us a short introduction about yourself. Okay, so I'm Griffin. I'm 24 years old. I'm a free spirit, so that means I tend to go where my heart leads me to. And one of the places that's led me to is business, so that's my passion. I really love helping entrepreneurs start their businesses, start their ideas, figure out strategy, and figure out the system on how they can get their businesses up and running. And I come from a single parent home. I have a younger sister. What else should I put there? Yeah, and I'm just really, really, really in love with you know, art, music, and really beautiful sceneries. Yeah. Second question: what attracted you to Fiona? Did it have anything to do with her body size? Well, not really. Although I really thought that she looked pretty in a crowd, really beautiful in the crowd. But the thing that attracted me to Fiona was I had just started a business a month before that. It was September, and I was having a lot of challenges with the customers at that point because I hadn't figured out how to, you know, work with the whole customer experience thing. And Fifi came in as a customer too. But our conversation just clicked. It was a really friendly conversation at first. Then I just found myself hanging out with her a lot. And what really attracted me to her was her perspective and her point of view. So what that means is when she came in, we got to talk about some of the challenges I'm going through, and she could actually see them, right, firsthand. And she sat down with me and really helped me figure out the whole thing. And from then, it just became, you know, I really need to hang out with this kind of person. I really like her energy. I like the way her mind thinks. It's a really beautiful mind. And from then, we just became like business partners and romantic partners. Here we are today. So, question three, have you had friends who look down on her being your girlfriend because she was plus size? Yes. Short story, there's this friend of ours who made a really nasty comment. The comment was, so Fifi was trying to work out, this was last year, I think mid last year, and she was trying to like, you know, start working out, trying to get into the groove, trying to figure out what kind of workout she was going to do. And this guy just popped out of nowhere and was like, you know what? I don't see the point of you working out because your body's still going to look weird after you're done working out, so don't even try doing that. And it was really a nasty comment, but I can tell you for sure that comment has led Fifi to, you know, break a lot of glass ceilings during her workout journey. So yeah, we've had those kind of friends. There's a lot of people, not even just friends, family sometimes can be like that. So there's a lot of people out here sometimes who can be like that. When we're trying to accomplish our dreams, they don't really see our perspective, so they might get to say nasty stuff. But we've kind of come to accept that that's kind of how the world is sometimes. Yeah. Question 4. Describe her weight loss journey from your end. Well, the first thing I can tell you is her weight loss journey has been my inspiration to start my own weight loss journey. So I started mine on January 2021. And it's been how many months now? About 6 months working out? Eight months working out for her when she started the journey. And I used to sit, like, I think it was about the seventh, the sixth or the fifth month. I sat down and I watched her working out for an hour or two a day. And I was like, you know what? If I actually started this journey working out with her, I'd have the same results she's getting right now. So I'm not much of a workout freak. We have a gym where we live, but it's just hard for me to work out, lifting weights and all this kind of things, because it doesn't really excite me, although I want to have that really beautiful body as well, the beautiful body that we see on Instagram and stuff. But it wasn't really my major thing until we were having this conversation one day, and she was like, you know, the reason why I'm working out, I really love my workout. The reason why I'm enjoying my workout is because I want to be consistent to the point where I can work out all the way to my old age. And I was like, wow, health, that's really a great perspective. Again, she comes in with a perspective, and I thought that, yeah, if I could stay healthy for a really long time, right? So I started asking different kinds of questions. If I could stay healthy for a really long time, what would I do today? All right, so that led me on the same journey she had. Try find a workout which is pretty simple for you to do and you can stay consistent with. All right, so that led me to working out about 8 to 10 minutes every day. And instead of me having an end goal, or I want to have this gorgeous bod, instead of that, I just looked at it from the perspective of, if I can work out 8 to 10 minutes every single day, then can I do that for 40, 60 years? Yeah, I can do that. So yeah, that's been my new workout journey, inspired by Fifi's own workout journey. What would I tell plus size people out there who think they can't find love because their bodies are not ideal? Well, it's such a sensitive topic, but one thing I can say from my own experience and our own experience from our relationship, I think there's so much to offer than just how we look. And I know, like, the world can be a daunting place sometimes, but there's people who really do appreciate the intrinsic value as much as the extrinsic value. You know, your outer appearance might not be as perfect, but and none of us are perfect, by the way, but what you have to offer is something that if you can touch someone else's heart with that, then I'm pretty sure with a couple of more conversations just like us, you can end up finding love. So don't really hold yourself back because of your exterior, or like your extrinsic value, how you look, at yourself in the mirror, which by the way is beautiful according to the standards of God, because you're created in His image. But look at yourself also, because look at yourself also with what you have inside you. All right, there's so much that God has placed inside you. You can speak to someone just like this, just like I'm speaking to people right now on this podcast. You can speak to someone like this and really get to touch their hearts. So whether it's your next romantic partner, whether you're looking for that kind of thing, well, start looking at what can you really offer the world. All right, people find love like that. You can find, if you're a girl, you can find a guy who's probably like in a really terrible situation, and you can have the words or you can have the compassion or the empathy that this kind of person needs at that moment, and that could really change the story for you, for the two of you. So yeah, that's what I would tell you know, people who are plus size out there who think they can't find love because their bodies are not ideal. At the end of the day, you know, this journey of life is, it's a really long one. It's a really long one. So you need to find people, you need to find someone who you can really enjoy this journey with. And I can tell you, fear can hold you back from doing that at times. Like I said, the world is a daunting place and all of us know that. But try as much as possible to look inside you. There's this really great analogy of an egg, the title is Life Begins From Inside You, right? So if you break an egg from the outside, then life stops because, you know, nothing will come out of the egg apart from your food, right? But if the egg breaks from the inside, then a chicken comes out of it, a small chick, and that chick grows into a chicken, and that's life. So look for your value inside you, and you'll always find it. I promise you that. Thank you so much.
Well, no worries.
Where were we? I remember.
You asked me about whether there's still times right now I get the feeling of feeling unworthy or battles with my mental health and anxiety. Yeah. So I was saying, it's funny that you mentioned anxiety, because that was one of the biggest things that I battled with in 2018. So in 2018, my psychologist told me that I had panic and anxiety disorder. So I used to get so many panic attacks, and then coupled with a feeling of not feeling good enough to even go outside, I just had crippling anxiety that kept me in the house all the time. And I hated interactions with people because I was always worried, oh my gosh, what did this person say? What if I'm not good enough? What if I don't look good enough today? And now, even after my weight loss, even after I've lost this much weight, I hope you can still hear me.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay. Even after I've lost this much weight, there's still times I look at myself in the mirror and the feeling of, oh wow, you're still not pretty, you still don't look nice, or I wear something and I'm like, oh no, that dress, sis, no, it's not working. And it's very easy to like get sucked into that, but what I do most of the time is to just either, I do various things, but one of the things I sometimes do is I pull out my phone, I put a song that I really like and I just dance to it, or I look at myself in the mirror and I talk to myself and I have like a deep conversation / argument / is this the whole thing with myself, where I'm like, okay, why do you feel that? But then look at this and look at this. I'm a very logical person, so I look at most things with facts. So I'm like, okay, so if this and this and this, if you are like, if you're created in God's image, number one, that means that, sis, there's no one like you, you're so beautiful. Is that a lie? Is that correct? It's correct. Okay, so does your emotion today affect the fact that you're still beautiful, that you light up the world, that there's no one in this world who can glow the way you're glowing right now? Is that true? Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I'm just going to choose to believe that and just ignore this emotion until it passes, and I'll either work out, feel nice and be like, yeah, or just go out, and then that day something very weird will happen. You'll meet people, be like, oh, you look extra nice today, and you're like, wow, like, you see, like, why was I even like doubting myself? Don't get me wrong, whether you look good does not depend on whether people you think you look good or not. It's just a cherry on top of your whole cupcake, but you're like the cupcake. You have to remind yourself that every day, because emotions change. Sometimes your hormones are like crazy, but the fact remains that I am beautiful. There's no one like me. When I walk in, like, yeah, like I stop hats in this room because I'm pretty, I'm beautiful. You know?
Yeah, hey, those affirmations are on fire. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so embody that feeling of sexiness, embody that feeling of worthiness because you are. And I feel like it's very important when you feel these emotions to counter them with facts and the truth. Because sometimes the emotions are not, they don't necessarily reflect the truth. And and that's why I also take a lot of progress pics, because sometimes I pull them up and I'm like, I compare now and then I'm like, wow, I did this and no one can tell me anything. I'm the strongest woman I know. Yeah.
Yes, you are. Oh, man. I wish we were just meeting, like, physically. This will have... I love the your vibe, honestly. Like, what you are portraying into your life, even though, like, life can never be perfect.
Yeah.
But we have to make ourselves adapt to the life we are in and make ourselves happy and joyful, because no one is going to do it for us.
No one, not even your boyfriend or your or your best friend. No one is gonna do that for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, finishing off, this has been such an awesome podcast episode. Actually, it's the last one. Imagine, you are the last one for this. Yeah, you are. And you know, okay, I have two questions remaining. I remembered one.
Okay.
You know, idea of progress.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did it take for you to get to your goal? Did you have a goal for losing weight? Not even about weight anymore, but just your goals. When you feel like you've not achieved the goal you wanted by a specific time, what measures do you take? What do you do? And what advice can you give to people, especially during this time of new year resolutions? What about when the year gets old, you know, like,
yeah,
how do you go about your goals? You've spoken of, I don't remember the exact word, but the way you take track of how far you've gone.
Yeah.
Share with us how you do that. Yeah.
So when I first started my journey, I had my one goal, my one biggest goal was that I wanted to lose weight in my chest area. Because when I gained weight, I became very chest heavy and it was very hard for me to find outfits. It was really affecting my self-esteem. I was thinking about surgery and then I'm like, wait, no, I can't afford that yet. So what do I do? So that was my goal when I was 13. But so I didn't have any number in mind. Like, I want to be this close. Because I didn't even think it was possible for me to lose weight in the first, like when I first started. It's very funny. So I remember when this time, so I came across a post on Instagram and this girl was saying, if you're just starting your weight loss journey, I'd encourage you to use pictures instead of the scale to track your progress. You'll thank me later. So at first, when I just first started working out, I didn't even think it was gonna work. I took pictures that day. So I think about 2 months or 3 months later, I had someone take new pictures of me just to see. So I made a grid of the first picture and now, and I couldn't believe it. That's the first time I think I actually believed that I could do anything, because I had lost so much weight. Like, you could see on the pictures, there are two different people. So I think one, I'd tell someone to use Specs, because sometimes if you're also doing a lot of like strength workouts, if that's your thing, you gain muscle. So the scale might be telling you you've gained weight or you're on a plateau. But if you compare pictures, you can see differences in different parts of your body. Maybe your back, maybe there's a roll you had, maybe your hips, or how your clothes fit. That's another big thing I use to measure progress. When I went home in December for the holidays, I had to give out all my jeans because none were fitting me anymore. I had to give out my tops and get new clothes. So that's another thing I use. The other thing is when you're doing something like going up the stairs, if you've been consistent, you notice that after a period of time, I used to go up two flights of stairs and like I stop and I'm like,
whew. Yeah,
I need to rest. But now I can like go upstairs, go down, go up and not even break a sweat. Or there's different exercises that you do now that you did in the beginning and you notice your form is getting better, you're doing more reps. That's another great way of tracking progress. So I'm not a firm believer in the scale because that can like really kill your spirits when you're like, oh, I haven't dropped any kilos. But look at how you're feeling after you do your workouts. Maybe walk and then see, oh, wait, yeah, I'm walking longer distances without getting tired. My clothes fit different. I feel better. That's another big metric. When you work out consistently for so long, you start feeling good about yourself. I don't know if that's just me, but I just started feeling so happy all the time. I'm like, yeah, I showed up for myself. I've been disciplined in this. If I can do this, there's nothing I can do. Please, guys, use progress picks. They will change your life. They will just make you believe in yourself and see that you can actually do this, and use a consistency calendar. So what you do is, so you just have a calendar, a normal calendar, as any calendar. So when you work out that day and you hit your goals, you put an X on it. If you don't work out or you don't hit your goals, put a circle on it. Because most times you think you're being consistent, but you're actually not. So when you go and look at the month, you see how many X's you have. You actually realize you just have 5. In your head, you're working out every single day, but you're not. That's a great way to keep track of your workouts and be consistent in it. So consistency is key. And find something that's fun and doesn't make you feel like you're dying because you're going to hate it and you're not going to show up for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for that. I will actually do. I wish I was told before about consistency picks, but it was about the clothes. I actually have a new wardrobe because of losing weight, and it feels good because I told my dad, look at me, I'm going to lose weight and you're going to buy me clothes. So I was like, if I lose weight, okay. And well, such a motivation. And I'm really happy about that because I can fit in clothes that I've always wanted to fit in. Now I feel amazing in those clothes.
That's good. Like, it's good to celebrate your wins.
True. And I will do the consistent calendar. I hope somebody somewhere is listening to this, even though it's not weight. If it's a skill you want to learn, whatever it is, please just make your consistent calendar, or maybe get an app. I bet there are apps. You know, finally, you love dancing. And in this podcast, we usually share our favorite songs so that they can be put inside the podcast so that people can listen to them. So what are your number one favorite songs for African, rather, if there are? But if they're not, it's okay. Yeah, favorite songs two favorite songs?
Okay. Wow, that's hard. I listen to a lot of music when I'm coding, everything, every time when I'm showering. Yeah. So it's a bit hard, but I'd say any two songs from Dua Lipa, Future Nostalgia's album. I love that album. I listen to it all the time. So just any two songs on it, just pick.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah.
From Dua Lipa, which album?
Future Nostalgia.
Okay, definitely. Good. Yeah. And thank you so much. What's your favorite quote? That you leave guys with your favorite quotes.
I feel like my favorite quote is a bit cliche and it's everywhere, but it's the slogan of Nike. Nike slogan.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it. Because you, like, whatever you want, if you just think about it all the time, it's not gonna, like, I mean, it's not gonna happen until you do it. If you want to learn something, it's not gonna happen until you do it. If you want to, like, break the a cycle that's in your family, or you want to get out of the zone you're in, it's not gonna happen until you do it. So that's my favorite quote, because it just tells you, yes, you, sis, you need to get up, you need to do it.
Yeah, guys, as you've heard from Fiona, just do it. And definitely we'll put her favorite songs at the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Thank you. If you don't want to see. Did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary, I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody. Show up.